This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. We've been talking about invasive woody plants advancing across the plains that sap the water, inhibit grass growth, and confuse game and non-game wildlife. Specifically, tamaricks or salt cedar, the Russian olive tree, eastern red cedar, and the reed plant. Today, more news about weed control efforts, this time in central Nebraska, where Phragmites, the common reed plant, is a terrific problem, according to Kirk Schroeder of Grand Island with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
It occupies shallow water kind of habitat, and it spreads really, really rapidly and really pinches off some of our river systems.
Then there's the Russian olive tree. That ornamental might look pretty, but it's a real pest along Nebraska's rivers. Schroeder says Russian olives advance very quickly.
They're invading a lot of the meadows or lowland grasslands right next to our river courses. They're dominating the understory of the riparian areas along a lot of our river courses. So they're really eliminating that wet lowland grassland and kind of dominating that riparian zone along a lot of the river courses. They not only eliminate a lot of that native grassland habitat or that riparian habitat, but in some cases, Russian olives can also be a pretty high water user.
Their seeds are carried through the landscape by birds and other wildlife. These shrubs thrive in poor soil and are darned hard to kill. They also resprout vigorously after cutting or burning. Controlling Russian olive typically involves cutting, followed immediately by application of herbicide. I was talking to Eva Yearout at Medicine Lodge, Kansas. Her husband, Keith, manages the Z-Bar Ranch in southwest Barber County. We were discussing another topic when we got to talking about the invasion of the eastern red cedar.
And the scary part is we went to Nebraska last year, and they're going up into Nebraska.
Tom Hartman of Grand Island manages his family ranch at Scotia, Nebraska. He knows exactly what Eva's talking about. He faced an onslaught of eastern red cedar.
The trees just, they've really taken over up there, and I mean, you lose so much grazing ground because of them.
He and his neighbors have been working together to control an invasion of cedar.
We fought them with mechanized removal, and we've really gotten into a lot of burning. After we've removed a lot of the trees, we come in and burn it. You get a lot of tiny cedars coming up from underneath where those bigger cedars were at.
Hartman and the neighbors have had a lot of help getting rid of the pest.
The Fish and Wildlife and all their cooperators like Turkey Federation, Pheasants Forever, Nebraska Game and Parks, and they've all been involved in funding this. I mean, we couldn't have done this without them, especially when you're talking about, you know, thousands of acres.
David Kraft is a rangeland management specialist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service at Emporia, Kansas, and is himself a rancher. He echoes Hartman's sentiment. Control of these invasives is too big and too expensive for the rancher to tackle alone. These projects typically are too big for any one state or federal agency, even. Kraft says ranchers have seen the good that's come out of these partnerships.
You go to a meeting and you see ranchers and you see private landowners and you see absentee landowners and you see state agencies and federal agencies and non-government organizations all sitting around the table with a common goal. That's really been a positive thing that's happened, I think, over the last 20 years.
Federal and state agencies make funds available to landowners to help defray the cost of weed control. Go to playacountry.org for a list of organizations that can help with controlling invasive weeds. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about today's topic and hear archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.